Leaders of the world's space agencies have met to discuss the future of the International Space Station. It was the first such gathering since the Space Shuttle Columbia accident. Since then, the shuttle fleet has been grounded, and construction on the space station has stopped, NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The meeting took place in beautiful Monterey, California, and when NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe spoke to the press, he tried to give a sunny outlook, pointing out that astronauts had now been living and working on the space station for 1,000 consecutive days.
We are indeed the first generation of humans to witness the experience of a permanent condition in which we live and work in space in advancement of science as well as in the human condition. In the course of the time we have been deployed upon the International Space Station, it has traveled an extraordinary distance of some 4 billion miles, some 16,000 revolutions of the Earth.
But here are some other numbers. The space station was supposed to have a crew of 6 or 7 to save money, and because of the Columbia accident, it currently has just 2. And then there's the number 9. As of last spring, that was how many research papers had come out of experiments done on the space station. And according to NASA, the space station's central goal is to do science. NASA's partners, however, all pledged their support for the project. Shuichiro Yamanuchi is president of Japan's space agency, NASDA.
I am completely persuaded we can overcome any difficulties which we will encounter in the future, and we must continue our efforts to realize the construction of a space station.
The space station right now is about the size of a jumbo jet and roughly two-thirds complete. But crucial pieces are still on the ground, like a Japanese science module that recently arrived at Kennedy Space Center. Only the space shuttle can bring those remaining parts to orbit. The investigation board looking into the Columbia accident is expected to release its final report in late August. Sean O'Keefe said he hoped the shuttle would fly again in late winter or early spring, but he indicated that because of safety concerns, conditions would have to be just right for the next launches.
Given the fact that we are looking for a lighted launch in which every segment, every moment of this launch can be filmed in extended detail, restricts you to a very limited number of cases. There is a 10-minute window that is possible for launch to rendezvous with the International Space Station, and there are only a finite number of dates in which, or possibilities, in which you can launch in that 10-minute window and have a lighted launch and avoid the radiation effect during docking.
The meeting also gave a rare look at the contrasting styles of the world's space agencies. Representatives from Canada and Japan and Russia all said they were impressed by how carefully and painstakingly the United States had worked to track down the specific causes of the Columbia accident. Yuri Koptev, who heads the Russian Aviation and Space Agency, added that in his view, perfection was impossible.
So if you respond too emotionally to all the accidents, then probably you have to put the full stop to so many different areas of human activities. Maybe you should stop flying airplanes, or maybe you should drive the cars, and you can give many more examples.
The international space community is also struggling with the question of what will replace the shuttle in the future. Yesterday, NASA put out an official notice saying it was urgently seeking proposals for a new orbital space plane. Such a vehicle had been planned for 2010. NASA now wants it by 2008, or as the notice says, quote, as soon as practical. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.